beginnen können da mit sagt sie beim stab ihr test beginnen mal auf beginnen test master beginnen die mal schema jem stehe beim es bekommen maybe they're going to say that two yavamis that are coming from two batim are going to be pater and because of that we said that no here we have to have this gezeira which Taisa says Pish, because Rashi explains what is the case we're concerned for because if we say yezika then actually the first one will have the halacha of Yibum, Kazika Kiknusa. So what's the case that we're concerned for? So it says, Shenafel B'Basachas, I mean, if let's say they actually fought at the same exact time, meaning the two brothers died at the same exact time, it could be a Sekludum, actually something, so it could be exact. Oh, that's the case where actually you don't have one before the other. Oh, so therefore they always said that you have to do Chalitza to the second one. That's a Rashi explains. Well, Yishlema, this is another approach you could say. Actually, you could say that they didn't die at the same time, but the first one is not considered through Zika as if it's married to the second one because the first one is an erva to the second brother that died. We're in such a situation, you cannot say that Zika made it like it was married to the second one. Because she was an erva, and therefore that's why you could say that they are both falling at the same time. Meaning they were coming from two different batim, meaning it's not the same time, but it's coming from two different batim because the Zika did not make it to Knusa to the second one. But you can't say that because the reason Rav Shimon is from Rav Shimon Balam Maimahu, and not because if there's like the Gemara is trying to explain that the second one needs chalitza because of the gezeirah from Yom Beis Yibam, is because you see clearly in the brisa it's because of my mom and the Tanya B'chul like within the brisa, which basically really says how much new the Gemara could have answered. No, it is like we said because of gezeirah, but in the brisa the Brim did Rabban come late. He was going according to Rabbanan, he was telling them. That, yeah, according to me, I hold Zika is Kenusa. Therefore, you could do Yim to one and exempt the other one. But even according to you, Zika is not Kenusa, but still, because of the Maimer, it should be considered. And therefore, the Gemara could have rejected what the Gemara's rejection is. The next test master brings the Gemara, the Tanakh, we learn the Bryce, Omnib Shimon, Behulu, Shimon said, etc. Which we see in the Bryce, Shimon was in doubt if Maimer is total Kenyan, like Yim, or Maimer is not Kenyan. And therefore, you do Yim to one of them, and you have to do Chalit to the second one out of doubt. Says Taisus Bahadam Aperkim Rem Liv, but this that is brought in later on the Nunal from base. Rabbi Shimon Sabah that he holds the Maimer Kani Kenigama that is Kani Kenigama. We see he's Masopic, he's in doubt. So Taisus, there that we said it's a Kenigama, Heimla Inyan, that's only regarding the idea Shein Bio Maimer Acharab, that you can't have a subsequent Bio or Maimer after that. And that is conclusive. Abaloya Balikaknusa, but regarding making it like a full marriage, for that, he was never definitive about that it's a Kenigama. Rabbi Yishai asks, on what? On this teaching of Rabbi Yishai, which says, from here you see proof, like Rabbi Tam, the Rabbi Yishai love Hainu Rabbi Yishai, because here's Rabbi Yishai asking on Rabbi Yishai. And you have to say that, as Rabbi Tam says, to resolve the contradiction, because that he the pair called the Beber of Vin and Dav Sabachasim and Abdik Sabahas, and there you find Rabbi Yishai the Imbrer. That he does not hold a retroactive clarification. He had a parak basta bay in the last parak and bay double and zaman basically that he holds yes of brera. Obviously, one is Rav Yishai and one is Rebbe Yishai.